Yeah, g'day, mate. You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
You're with me, Elliot, as well as Toby, Josh, and Emily from the Emily Alice Band.
Hello, hello.
Hello.
How's it going?
Good to see you guys. Last time we were here, we talked about your release of Gravitational, first single from the Hindsight EP, and it's pretty good to see the success that's been having. I think it's second on the SRN top 10 this week. So,
Congratulations,
guys!
Thanks.
Yeah. It's a bit of a spoiler for the rest of my show as well. I've got to do that later.
That's so exciting! Awesome.
But yeah, well done.
Thanks.
Now that the EP is finally out, how are you guys feeling about it?
We are super excited. We've had the tracks for quite a while now, and so it's such a good feeling to finally get to share them. So we're really excited. People have been really kind about the EP, thankfully. And
I don't think they've got a reason to be mean about it.
Thanks. So yeah, it's been really cool. Yeah.
That's great. How's the recording process for that? You know, just overall.
Oh, it was so much fun. We recorded at Spaceland. It was a great time. It was, you know, we had about a week in there recording with Sam Healy.
Cool.
And Sam goes by Cecil Turbine, I think that's his artist name and his producer name. He recorded us, and yeah, we just had the space and time to like record these songs and, you know, have fun with them. And it was just a great experience, you know. It was super relaxed, super fun, no stress involved, you know, and just like a really wholesome process, I think.
That's great to hear. So Dunedin bands, there's a lot of crisscrossing between all the members, and I just want to ask that: do you think that there's something special about the way that Dunedin cultivates young bands?
100%. Absolutely. I think it's such a benefit that, you know, the more music projects that people are exploring, you're being shown so many different perspectives and getting a chance to play lots of different types of music. All of us sort of have other things that we look into, and like Josh is in Downside Up, Jakira plays in Arnie Safa, and like sometimes every other band under the sun. Yeah. No, DYJO. Yeah. DYJO. And she's super busy with her projects, and yeah, it's such a, I feel like as a musician it's so lucky that at a young age you get the opportunity to try lots of different things. I think it's super cool that people do that.
Yeah, you guys are very much a fusion band as well, so I can imagine that having people from all different bands and different genres and can really bring something to the table.
Totally. Yeah, and even like people's different experience in the writing process, like, you know, offers something different to, yeah, different knowledge just gives different outcomes.
So. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with being a little bit different. So you guys have 4 shows coming up for this tour, right?
Woo!
We do.
Dunedin this weekend.
Yeah, Dunedin this weekend.
I can imagine that's the one you're most excited for, right?
Yeah, we're really lucky that for this show we've got 3 horn players coming in.
Cool.
So we have a sax, a trombone, and a trumpet. And it's the first time we've been able to do that, and it's something we've been wanting to do for a very long time. So it's really awesome that we can finally do that. I am particularly excited for another tour show. We're going to my hometown of Gisborne. So that'll be a lot of fun, that one. And I'm really excited to be able to perform to all of my family and friends from back home. So that'll be a lot of fun, too.
Bringing it home.
And this weekend, the one at U-Bar, we've made a free show now. Super excited about that. And sharing the stage with Ivy and Kira Wallace. So, yeah, we couldn't really be more excited to get to play with them and get to play with the hornages.
How many people are going to be on stage with 3 horns added into the mix?
8
of us, yeah.
Squashing
us. We're squeezing into the 660 band practice room. Like, we can hardly fit in there. But it's honestly so cool to like hear and see our music almost in the full form that we imagined it with the horn section. Like, we always wanted to have a full horn section with our music, and to finally see like the full form of our band is like it's so cool for us. Like, we're the first people, the most stoked with our, know, with this. Like, we're so happy and excited to share it.
Horns are so fundamental in jazz. As well.
And oh, yeah.
I can imagine they're going to bring so much to a live performance.
Yeah. It really just adds another whole level. Like, it just makes everything, like, just when you thought it was good, it just gets better, you know?
It just gets better and better. So, obviously, you are, Toby, you're looking forward to the Gisborne show the most.
Yes, I
am. What about Josh? And what about Emily? Which shows are you looking forward to?
Oh, that's interesting. I'm also looking forward to the Gisborne show too, I'd say, because I also have family in Gisborne.
Yeah.
That's a tough question, man. I'm looking forward to all of them. Actually, I'd probably say the Dunedin show, just because it's the first time we get to play with the horn section. Mm.
Probably same. I have some friends travelling for the Christchurch show, so that'll be cool. And the venue looks amazing there, Space Academy. And so does we're playing at Rogue and Vagabond in Wellington, and it looks like a pretty perfect venue for us. So that'll be cool because, finding a perfect venue is always quite a mish. So it looks like that one sort of hit the nail on the head, which will be cool.
Yeah. You guys just released some merch as well.
Yeah, came in last night. We're going to be selling the merch at our gig at U Bar this weekend. We're doing t-shirts, $35, and hopefully some posters as well. So yeah, we'll post that all on our Instagram if you can. Yeah. And tomorrow's NZ Music T-shirt Day, so it'd kind of be rude to get amongst.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy.
Anyway, thanks for coming on, guys. Really appreciate having a chat with you. Can't wait to hear how that show goes. Might be there myself, actually.
Yes.
I've got nothing to do, so I might as well come along.
See
you there. See you there.
Awesome. Big fan of a horn section. I myself am a trumpet player.
Oh, so. Cool. Oh, awesome. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Good. Are you on?
You are our trumpet player.
I will be performing.
We've got the charts.
Anyway, thank you guys for coming on. It's been a pleasure chatting with you. Here is Gravitational from Hindsight EP by Emily Atlas.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.